Headlines, Northwestern's highest performing province and 1.3 million people benefit from SCT countrywide. United Nations Development Programme UNDP resident representative James Wakiaga has observed that Northwestern Province is the engine of Zambia's renewed economic ambition. Dr. Wakiaga said the recent commissioning of the S3 expansion project at Kansanshi Mine and the commitment of billions of kwacha for the Lumwana Super Pit expansion are not just figures on a balance sheet, but signals of a transformative era. He said according to the data that informs UNDP reports, Northwestern Province has a Human Development Index HDI of 0.673, making it the highest performing province in the nation.
News 360.
Government has increased the number of beneficiaries of the Social Cash Transfer Fund from 400,000 in December 2021 to 1.3 million in August 2025. Minister of Community Development and Social Services Doreen Mwamba has disclosed that the government spends huge sums of money in social cash transfer payments bimonthly. Ms. Mwamba said it is the president's directive that no one should be left behind.
News 360.
For international news, we monitored the BBC.
President Zelensky says it's crucial for the world to respond firmly after Russia again attacked Ukraine with one of its heaviest bombardments of the war, focusing on Kiev. Officials say 16 people were killed. Also damaged in the Russian attacks were the officers of the EU's delegation. The head of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, accused Russia of targeting the EU. 7 migrants deported from America to Rwanda have become the first group to arrive there under a new deal. Kigali said only 4 of the deportees had opted to stay.
News 360.
Exchange rates courtesy of the Bank of Zambia. The United States dollar is trading at 23 kwacha 42 ngwe. The Great British Pound is trading at 31 kwacha 49 ngwe. The euro is trading at 27 kwacha 15 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 38 ngwe. Please note that these rates are indicative and may vary from bank to bank.
Rocking Sports.
Defending champion Aryna Sabalenka set the platform for a U.S. Open second-round victory over Polina Kudermetova by continuing her formidable tiebreak record. Sabalenka claimed her 17th consecutive tiebreak in a 7-6, 7-4, 6-2 win in Wednesday's night session in New York. Being able to lock in when it mattered proved crucial once again for the world number one, who has won 10 of her past 11 matches when winning a first-set tiebreak. Expect clear skies tonight. Temperature drops to 15 degrees and sunset is expected at 18:01. A recap of the headlines. Northwestern highest performing province and 1.3 million people benefit from SCT countrywide. My name is Charmaine Williams.
Hey Zambia! Introducing the stylish new Windhoek beer look that now looks even better in your hands. Behold this bold design. Okay, to be 100% real with you, maybe we shouldn't have introduced the new Windhoek beer look on radio. Cause you can't see this awesome looking pack I'm holding. With that same great Windhoek beer taste you love, get one in your hands today. Windhoek, 100% real. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Exciting flavors, a product of Californian beverages.
Rusaka's number one hit music station.
Rock
FM.
To an overworld. It was so high, I know that.
Rock FM. Lusaka's official number one hit music station.